Hello, this is Dr. Patrick Porter, and welcome to From the Outhouse to the Penthouse, Life Lessons on Love, Laughter, and Leadership, a book written by Tessa Greenspan. Your eyes should be comfortably closed, and your breathing deep, rhythmic, and relaxed. As you breathe in deeply and breathe out completely, you can begin to integrate all of the life lessons that Tessa is going to share with you through her book. Lessons that will help you to realize that you're never too old to dream. As you join Tessa on the journey, you're going to find a trail of kindness and hard work and determination. These are the cornerstones of learning, growing, and developing the life that you truly want to live. Shift your attention now down to the feet and ankles. Noticing how energy follows thought, you recognize the energetic forces of deep faith moving in the direction of your loftiest goals. As you attract to you, through you, and around you all of the love, all of the gratitude, all the compassion you need to heal yourself and to move fully in the direction of your loftiest goals, knowing that life lessons start by learning about yourself, laughing about who and what you've been, to discover the leadership that is within you. Notice now that feeling of energy following thought as you place your awareness from the feet and ankles to the calves and shins. Feel the flow of relaxation as you focus your everyday awareness on those outcomes that you want to arrive at, from wherever you're at right now to wherever you want to go. Tessa has shown you a blueprint of how to activate those core leadership skills of integrity, ability to delegate, clear communication, self-awareness, gratitude, learning agility, influence, empathy, courage, and respect. You will notice new ways to activate these leadership skills within you. Some will happen in your morning, as you bring the integrity to your life that says, it's not for me, but for my body, that I'm taking care of the health and the vitality of the body. And every day and every way, noticing that this mind-body-spirit connection is crucial. It allows you the positive dynamic attitude that allows you to stay healthy and have a mindful life filled with joy and happiness. Shift your awareness now to the thighs and hips. Notice, even as I speak of other things, your powerful inner mind is evaluating each of the core suggestions, placing this new information on the timeline of your life to activate success. Success that you will experience from people you've known to people you're meeting for the very first time. You're learning to listen, to experience and process information in such a way that every day and every way your capacity to learn is getting better. You've become a lifelong learner. So today, in this day, you're allowing that activation of the inner resources to move freely in, through, and around you as you shift your attention now to the hands and arms, noticing a slight tingling sensation at the tips of the fingers as the arms relax, noticing as you're drawn to the right books, to the right seminars, to the right trainings, that it's all being done by the law of attraction, attracting you to the right places, to the right events, to the right learning experiences, allowing you to develop the skills that you need to face the challenges of tomorrow and the future. Every day and every way, you're getting better. Better, better, and better than the day before. Notice now from the hands and feet up through the legs and arms how a current of relaxation is moving into the chest, abdomen, and back. Notice with thoughtful awareness how you're breathing in with one set of muscles and your body itself is breathing out. As you breathe out, you recognize the truth. The truth is that you can turn every challenge into an opportunity. All you need do is manage the stress. Point out what makes the difference physically, mentally, and emotionally to stay healthy, whole, and complete. And then have a game plan. elevate those key stressors to such a point that they no longer control you, and you no longer wish, want, or desire controlling them. You allow yourself to tackle what you can and to sweep the rest out of the door of your mind. So from here, if you don't mind, focus your attention on your heartbeat. Knowing that at the core of every heart beats success, and deep inside, you have an intention, a reason for listening to this process today. Something motivated you to go from the outhouse to the penthouse. Something stimulated you with the thought of life lessons on love, laughter, and leadership. And whatever that game plan was for you, your unconscious knows exactly what you need to see, hear, or experience. And it starts with your mindset. So with your mindset focused and motivated on the changes you can make in your life personally and in your business, you will begin to believe in yourself at a higher and higher level. You are learning to eliminate the stress, the strain, the confusion from your life. You are activating your secret power. That is the power of gratitude. And that powerful sense of gratitude will resonate into every conversation that you have, every relationship you will make, every decision that you're a part of. Your unconscious knows exactly how to activate all of this powerful information into your life in such a meaningful way that the past stressors dissipate, dissolve, and melt away. And as an exercise today, a game plan, I'm going to ask you to imagine a stairway. And this is a stairway that comprises 10 unique stairs. And each stair represents one of the things that you feel stressed about and that you're going to outline in your mind. Elevate those key stressors in your life and move beyond them. So as you step down the stairway, I'm going to ask you to go loose, comfortably limp, and completely relaxed. And as you step down, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. At the count of 1, you're going to be in the basement of your own mind. It's in this inner world that all thoughts, all ideas, all concepts, all behaviors reside. This will represent your other than conscious mind, the part of your mind that's infinitely more powerful than conscious thought. It knows exactly what you need to see, hear, or experience, and the 10 core leadership skills that you will activate to eliminate the stressful sensations and feelings and help you to activate success in your life. 10. Step onto the stairway. Notice your level of relaxation and think about whatever it was in the past that caused you stress at this level. Notice the way your body would sense it, feel it, or become aware of it, and then breathe it out of your mind. Feel it leaving your body. Feel it being replaced by that gentle relaxation of relaxation. For some of you, this will come as a lightness. For others, a heaviness. Still others, a tingling sensation, and with each step down the stairway, you become less and less concerned with your everyday world and more aware of the world of your thoughts, your ideas, and your concepts, your lessons of love and laughter and leadership. 9. Stepping down, feeling your body and mind relax as you think of this 9th thing that you feel stressed about. Allow your other-than-conscious mind to pick the right thoughts, the right ideas, the right behaviors that will eliminate any key stressors in your life and allow you to maximize your results and build the life that you desire. 8. Feel yourself going deeper. From here, you can look down to the basement of relaxation for you, and there is a comfortable bed. One that's 10 to 100 times more comfortable than any bed you've ever slept in before. This bed represents your own dream center, where you can activate the internal dreams of your wishes, wants, and desires. It's from this inner space that you can drift off into a powerful dream where the days have transformed into weeks, and the weeks into months, and the 10 core leadership skills activate in your mind, process through your everyday thoughts, and become a part of your nature upon awakening. Some today, others tomorrow. Knowing that anything worth doing well is worth doing terribly at first. Step down to 7. As you think of this 7th thing that you feel stressed about, knowing that you don't have to consciously remember anything at all, you can simply allow the unconscious to figure it all out. After all, that's the part of your mind that's controlling your heartbeat. Over 86,000 times a day, it's controlling your breathing. Over 21,000 times a day. It's communicating with all of the trillions of cells of your body every second of every minute of every hour of every day. Your unconscious knows exactly how to eliminate any key stressors in your life. How to train you to think and act differently, taking the game of life to the next level for you. 6. Stepping down, noticing with each descending step, you're going just a little bit deeper, becoming less and less aware now of the arms and legs, and more aware of the world of your imagination. You are opening your mind to the possibility that for you, there are even greater possibilities. In that inner possibility, there is an energetic force of deep faith that will drive your behaviors, your attitudes, and your beliefs, helping you to develop that heart of gratitude that allows you to be real even around the most difficult people. Even under the most stressful conditions, you remember the motto, live life full out, and you allow it to resonate through your mind, to organize through your thoughts. 5. Going further and further now, knowing this 5th stressor is being activated by an internal game plan that will allow an outline to be formed as you dream into sleep, deep, restful, relaxing sleep, working out the details of the plan so that upon awakening, the new behaviors, the new attitudes, the powerful positive beliefs will be formed, noticing those core leadership abilities activated upon awakening. 4. Further and further now, this 4th thing that had you feeling stressed in the past begins to dissipate now. It begins to dissolve because you're closer and closer to your dream world, where infinite possibilities reside. In the world of quantum awareness, all things are possible. There is only an infinite number of ways to succeed from any one moment in time. So as you open your mind to the possibility, you can begin to activate these core leadership skills. Whether it's integrity, the ability to delegate, to create clear communications, to become self-aware, building gratitude into situations, developing learning as an agility, using your influence for good, starting conversations with empathy, building courage and respect into the timeline of your life every day in every way you're getting better. 3. Deeper and further now. 2. Allowing these life lessons to form in your mind. 1. Step off the stairway and imagine slipping into the bed. Imagine how you will stretch into it and your head will rest comfortably in a perfectly formed pillow. And it's just the right temperature. Everything is perfect here. You can, from here, drift off into a deeper and more resourceful level of sleep. And in the deepest level of sleep, you can bring into your mind someone that has one of the core leadership skills. It could be integrity today and the ability to delegate tomorrow. It could be someone you know that has clear communication or is self-aware. We all know that person that simply moves and has their being in a state of gratitude. And don't we love that lifelong learner? Someone who uses their influence for good, that has empathy. Imagine that person that has courage and respect. Some people have more than one of these skills, of course. Some have all of these skills. So simply pick someone you know that has the one that you would like to work on today. And as you drift off into this dream, I want you to imagine that you're watching them in your mind's eye, move through the amount of their day, how they communicate with family members, friends, and coworkers, how they developed their core leadership skills. and from a distance, you activate those mirror neurons, the way we learned as a child. You're developing that super conscious learning. You're learning from that higher level of thinking. If someone else can do something of importance, you can as well, if you're properly motivated. So you move through the experience from a distance, noticing the way they breathe, the way they respond, the way they interact. And then, at the end of that day, you start it all again. But this time differently, by taking a deep breath in, holding it for the mental count of three. And as you let it out with a sigh, I want you to mentally step into their mind. Imagine you have the total and complete ability to see through their eyes the experiences, as if you're there, hearing through their ears, sensing and feeling with their body, as they build those leadership skills and demonstrate them in the world around you. Notice the way their heart beats, the way they're breathing, the way their thinking is easy and natural. Notice how natural it is for them to be humble and kind. All of this information is synchronizing in your mind, organizing in your thoughts as you review over that day differently. Seeing, hearing, and experiencing it from this new perspective, you can bring all of those lessons back into your own body now. Imagine how you would make room for those improvements in your mind. Imagine how it would change the way you see the world. How you would build that integrity into your thought process. Learning from this new perspective, you create the courage and respect to change the things that you can, and embrace those things that you have no choice over. And every day, in every way, you recognize that it's perfectly natural to move from wherever you are to wherever you want to be. Whether it's from the outhouse to the penthouse, you can learn from life about love, laughter, and leadership, and you're now open to the possibility. Imagine using those core leadership skills in your own life. Imagine the people you will see upon awakening, the conversations you will have, the discoveries you will make as you activate your powerful mind. For what your mind can and will do for you is no small thing. It is a big thing that will be done in a very easy, natural, and positive way. It's from here that I want you to go on a mental vacation in the future, where these 10 core leadership skills are activated in your mind, organized through your thoughts and a part of your nature. When you next hear my voice, it will only cause you to become more relaxed, more comfortable with the idea of tapping into and using this energetic force, this force for deep faith in your life that allows you to change those things that you can and allow the others to be swept out of your mind. And I'll mind the time here, so simply go on the journey. When you next hear my voice, you will be relaxed and comfortable. You are doing perfectly, breathing in deeply and breathing out completely. You allow a game plan to be formed. You eliminate any of the core stressors of the past, and you embrace the challenges of the present, knowing that today you're going to live full out. It's going to happen naturally and spontaneously. You're going to bring more joy, more success, and more love to every situation, because you're bringing a heart of gratitude. I say to you now, if you're listening to this message at a time of sleep, you will continue your journey into the deepest, most relaxing, most powerful level of sleep, where you will continue your self-improvement, allowing your lifelong learning experience to synchronize in your mind, to organize through your thoughts so that each of your mentors can be recognized and with gratitude utilized upon awakening, giving you the ability to give back to your community and improve yourself and others as the natural payoff upon awakening. If you're listening at a time and a place when you need to be awake, alert, and comfortably conscious, I want you to imagine that image of yourself, the outcome for listening to this program. Imagine that you're there and it's happened. You're seeing through the eyes of the future and you're hearing through your ears. You're sensing and feeling from that perspective that every day, in every way, you're getting better. And when you're ready to activate these internal skills, the 10 core leadership skills, then and only then will your eyes open. And when your eyes open, you're going to be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than ever before. And this is so.